We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson, and Christina Tuzo from CBS 58, kind enough to sit in on the first couple hours of the show. Also jumping in on the show coming up at about 3:48, we'll have our weekly visit with legendary Packers writer Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Again, he joins us at 3:48, and of course, our weekly visit with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari coming up at 4:35, as it does every Tuesday here on the Big Show. Speaking of those Packers, we want to know, do you want to change at quarterback? 799-1250. You can tweet the show at 1057FMTheFan. Email, Wendy's inbox is always open live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Gary and Bill had Jordy Nelson on the Horse and Plow Huddle last night. You can hear that show every Monday night at 6 from the Horse and Plow in Kohler, Wisconsin. And you guys asked him about possibly changing quarterbacks and switching from Brett Hundley.
We're going with Hundley. I mean, everyone loves the backup quarterback, and apparently it doesn't matter if it's Aaron's backup or Brett's backup. You know, everyone thinks, you know, the grass is always green on the other side, and I don't want to slight Joe Callahan any either. I mean, he's done a lot while he was here, but Brett has control of the offense. Brett, is doing what he needs to do, and as an offense, we just need to do a better job. So, just to me, the easy answer is constantly changing quarterbacks isn't going to be productive, and you can see, I mean, not to talk about another team, but if you look at what Buffalo Bills did this week, they benched Tyrod Taylor and brought in a rookie, and he threw 5 picks, I think, in the first half. So I think just be patient. Trust in, as Coach McCarthy says, trust in the process. We're going to put the work in. We're going to continue to get better, and hopefully the results will change.
Obviously, Jordy Nelson is going to say he doesn't want a change at quarterback, but I believe him. Do you want one? 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. If he thought that they should change, he was going to come on that show and lie yesterday. Gary, was he not? He was, wasn't he?
You're pretty good.
He was going to lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're good. I like that.
But I believe him. I believe what he said.
Every player would lie. Maybe not Martellus Bennett, but other than that. Oh, wait. Never mind. Go ahead.
That wasn't a lie, Steve.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Martellus Bennett didn't lie. Come on.
Do you want to change a quarterback? 799-1250.
If Steve called me a liar too, I mean,
I'm not. I don't think so.
About Martellus, man.
You said Martellus was a liar.
I didn't say Martellus was a liar. So no player would go out there and lie. Oh wait.
No. Yeah.
Never mind.
You implied that Martellus.
Insinuating.
Yeah. Well, insinuating. I mean, thank you.
Shade thrown.
Don't you think a lot of these guys,
based on every player and what they said about that, about Dr. McKenzie, it doesn't seem to jive with what Martellus Bennett said about Dr. McKenzie.
Well, yeah.
So you take that away from however you want to look at that.
Yeah, on that end. But don't you think a lot of players tell half truths, or even coaches don't give us the whole thing, do they? Ever?
I don't know. You're the one
in
that position.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, what would you have done?
Well, you gotta come out and support the guy that's in there.
So?
And you gotta
that's
be
what Jordy
team,
did, right?
You gotta be a team player. And you can't cause any friction because you're without your number one quarterback, and Jordy's not getting the ball as much as he should or think that he should. I don't know. I mean, there's some of that going around, but it feels like to me there's a lot of angst amongst Packer fans right now that want Callahan to be the starting quarterback against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That a lot of Packer fans thought that maybe McCarthy should have benched McCallahan. I mean, sorry, benched
Hundley
and brought out Callahan for the second half.
I just think Callahan is just a pure garbage time decision. I mean, a lot of Packer fans, I think, already think we're at that point in the season. I think a loss against Cleveland is when I would just...
A loss where?
Yeah, you heard me.
A loss against Cleveland?
You heard me.
We're going to lose against Cleveland?
Well, I'm saying, hypothetically,
is that not realistic at this point?
If that happens,
of course it's realistic.
I think that's when you just say, you know what, we gave it a good run. Now we put in Callahan. Okay. But I think you gotta. I mean, maybe we just close the playbook a little bit on Hundley against the Steelers. You know, we opened it up, and it just didn't work.
Well, and they did do that, and I was happy that they did. I think Steve was on the boat too. I think all of us. Well, I just speak for myself. I was glad to see McCarthy go with an offense that was similar to what Aaron Rodgers would run. And they kind of went no huddle. They kind of went hurry up. They kind of did muddle huddle. He kept going. And I like that. And I think what has to happen is I think Huntley has to make these mistakes. Now, I'm the guy that's always saying this guy ain't going to be this guy ain't going to be that, blah, blah, I don't see it. Here's what I do know about Huntley right now as I see it. You have to ask yourself, is he in the category of them jokers they got over in Denver?
Osweiler and...
All of them. Simeon.
Lynch. Paxton Lynch is going to start this week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is he better than them cats right there? Is he better than the cat over in Houston right now? We've got a lot of quarterbacks in this league right now that probably shouldn't be starting quarterbacks, but there's not that many of... good quarterbacks. And you have quarterbacks also that are kind of in the middle of all this that can do just enough to keep you at about 500. We have a lot of those quarterbacks. So right now, where does he fit? Right now, he's down there with the Kaisers and all them guys, the Osweilers, and that's where he's at right now. I don't see him. He's not elite. He's not Rodgers. He's not Brett Favre. He's not Breeze. He's not any of them cats. I do know that right now. But I think at his maximum peak, I think he can be an average quarterback in this league.
An average quarterback?
Average. Right now is what I see. Average. His thing is, it feels like he has the ability, Rami, and we have to see how this stuff works. But a lot of stuff that he's doing right now, he did in college.
Mistakes, you mean?
Yeah, he's got to learn how to read defenses. He's got to learn how to take what they give him.
He's just got to learn to pull the trigger sometimes, man.
And that's hard to do. And now, here's what I want you folks to do, and even you too, Robbie.
Okay.
And because we've done this a lot.
Okay.
How many times have we sat here and go, dang, Rodgers, he was wide open. He was just right there in front. Why didn't you just throw it to him? Rodgers, Rodgers is the most sacked quarterback in the league almost every single year.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is going to do that and then throw it 60 yards on a line to Jordy Nelson and hit him in stride.
No, sometimes he misses him.
No, I know, but I'm just saying Rodgers is doing that is because he has that ability.
Right.
To come through in
Brett
the clutch.
Huntley doesn't have that ability.
No, he doesn't. But what I'm saying is...
So just take what's given to you.
What I'm saying to you is, because that is the nature of some of these guys, until you can get them where you need to be, that's kind of how they are. And so you want him not to be Aaron Rodgers. You want him to be a little bit more mechanical. You want him to stay in his lane, so to speak. You want him to just come out, take what the defense gives you. You know what your check downs are. You know what your reads are. It feels like he is trying to do more than what he's capable of right now. And McCarthy gave him the whole playbook to do that. And you saw pretty much an epic fail.
Do you want to see a change at quarterback?
No, I do not want to see a change at quarterback, Rami Makhlouf. Mm-hmm. I need for them to stick with Huntley.
414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. They don't need to change anything they're doing over at the Q Club of Wisconsin, Sparky. They got fun and food down to a science.
Yeah, they do, and it's going to be even more fun coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday night. They will have the Road Crew playing at Q Club of Wisconsin. Live entertainment for you tomorrow night to go along with all your favorite sports action on the TVs, including your favorite basketball team, plus pool tables, shuffleboard, tornado foosball tables, three of those, electronic darts, ping pong, and more to come. Plus, tomorrow is Wednesday, which means on Wednesdays and Fridays, you get four different styles of fish piled high with all the extras, plus live music every Saturday night. Again, also live music coming up with the Road Crew tomorrow night, day before Thanksgiving. Late night Friday happy hour from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And now, Q Club of Wisconsin just recently started serving Sunday breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Breakfast pizzas, Ramchata French toast, and all your traditional breakfast items. Also, fun place to host private parties, including your own personal VIP suite. Luxury pool table as well. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Just have them out south of I-94. Check them out at qclubofwi.com or on Facebook.
Are you ready for a change at quarterback, Packers fans? 414-799-1250. We're the Wendy's Big Show. Christina Tuso, CBS 58, sitting in, and we'll be right back. Wendy's Big Show. It's a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday, Kim and the Void Judgment Day. We're asking you our Kim and the Void Judgment of the Day right now. Do you want to change at quarterback? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. We got Christina Tuso, CBS 58, sitting in on the show. It's also a tribute Tuesday as we pay tribute, homage to Malcolm Young, guitarist and co-founder of AC/DC. Passed away at the age of 64. Gary, I found the cause of death, complications from dementia. He's apparently been suffering from dementia for about 3 years.
How old is he?
He was 64 years old.
Oh, man, he's a young guy.
Yeah, he was. Relatively young. May he rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Let's go to John in Kenosha. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Hey. Thanks for the call. Two quick points. First, overall, no, I do not think we should switch quarterbacks. I think Gary was dead on in his analysis. I have not heard people talk about, which is look around the league, look at all the quarterbacks that have started or are starting and are playing and in some capacity, even in our own division. And Humley is not some exception, some terrible quarterback that, let's go to Callahan. Let's go. No, like now we are in the reality that half of the NFL is in, and we need to accept it. The other part is this is telling about the rest of our team. We've been saying it for years. Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy, Dom Capers, the draft picks, all of it. Aaron Rodgers masks a whole lot. He makes good receivers look great, and great receivers look like world beaters. And we're just seeing a team that is blah. And that's all it is.
Let me ask you this. Thanks for your phone call. Stevie.
Yeah.
Do you think Davante Adams or Jordy Nelson can go to another team and be as good as they are? You got to have quarterback, right? You got to have a good quarterback. But.
Well, the history of this team says no. The history of this team says wide receivers leave this organization and go flounder elsewhere. That's what this organization
well, I'm just asking
has shown
talent-wise, do you – in their prime.
But I didn't think Greg Jennings would suck.
Because he went to Minnesota. They didn't have a quarterback. But Jennings in his prime. Jennings left here, he was, 8 years in maybe?
Around 30.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Green Bay Packers are as good as Aaron Rodgers and Favre.
Well, I think the receivers, no.
See, now this is a slippery slope when you
it
do
is.
This stuff.
I think the receivers that they have right now, I think Jordy Nelson is a bona fide top flight receiver in this league, and I think Davante Adams is too. And they could go anywhere and do what they do. Davante Adams is putting up numbers right now with Huntley.
Well, we're going to see where he gets paid and whether or not they keep him long-term or how that whole thing is going to play out. Jordy Nelson gave them a discount to stay.
Sure.
And we'll see what happens with Davante Adams. I do think that this offense is based kind of on the system that McCarthy has built over the course of time, and there are certain benefits of that for the wide receivers. There's benefits of that for the quarterback and everybody else involved. Anybody that didn't have a chance to read the Tom Silverstein article talking about Hundley and this Packers coaching staff, you should read it. He went on the attack on Hundley. He went on the attack on the McCarthy coaching staff. He went on the attack of Ted Thompson. He went after everybody in that column. It was a nice column.
I didn't know who to blame by the time I was done reading it.
No,
I'm serious.
Dude, he attacked everybody. I texted Rami. I said, dude, have you seen this? Read this. And I told Gary about it this morning when we talked
because
he pretty much went at McCarthy and said, maybe this coaching staff's reputations aren't deserved. Maybe that's the problem right now, because he pointed out A, B, C, and D things that all should have been told to Huntley from one week to the other, and it doesn't look like anything was told, and it's the same old, same old. And he goes at the point of everything that was said about Huntley prior to coming out into the draft that clearly Ted must have ignored at that point when drafting him and didn't really care about it. he legitimately went after everybody involved in this situation. But see, part of this problem is this, and Derek tweeted this at the Fan. McCarthy is totally to blame for this. He hyped up Hundley way too much. And that is what happened. Because that Kaepernick question that he got when he snapped and it went national saying, I got two quarterbacks in my quarterback room I believe in, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, fine, coach. If you say so, we got the next good quarterback, fine. Let's see what we got. And now that he hasn't worked out, all of that pressure is on McCarthy. And if this team, like Christina said, if they lose to Cleveland and Tampa and Pittsburgh, and all of a sudden now you're on a four-game skid after losing to Cleveland and Tampa after Pittsburgh and Baltimore, what's going to happen is Mike McCarthy's not going to lose his job. Ted Thompson's not going to lose his job. Aaron Rodgers will come back next year. They'll win 12 or 13 games, go back to the playoffs, lose in the NFC Championship game, and go back home. And we're going to go right back to the way we've done things year in and year out in Green Bay. And that's how this is going to go. And Packer fans will be madder than all get out at the end of the year that no changes are being made. They'll be mad going into the season. And by the end of next year, everybody will get over it and move on and be happy with Aaron Rodgers again. That's how this whole thing is going to play out. Now, if you say, well, if we lose four games in a row, we're going to pull Hundley and we're going to play Callahan. Like Gary has said, if you do that, then you're saying we have no trade stock in Hundley anyhow. We're moving on. The problem is they have to believe Callahan is somewhat worthy of being in this system, of somewhat worthy of playing at a higher level. Again, he's not a big quarterback. He's, you know, Russell Wilson-esque, right? Drew Brees, kind of an undersized quarterback, has some mobility, can throw the football. But once you bail on Hundley, it's over. It's all done. You're not trading him. That's done. You're probably moving on from him after this season. I don't think Callahan is the answer either. I think if they don't win the rest of this year, I think what will happen, and
they
maybe,
don't win another game?
Let's say they win one or two more games.
Okay.
But it doesn't go well, okay? And Rodgers doesn't come back because they're so bad. I think what's going to happen is McCarthy will never, ever go down this path again. I think what's going to happen is McCarthy's going to demand a veteran quarterback like a Hoyer to be the backup, and he's never going to be put in a situation like this ever again. He's going to have a proven quarterback that's started in this league for a number of years, a retread type guy that can come in and at least at the very minimal play average. That's what's going to happen. He's going to be done screwing around with inexperienced quarterbacks behind a starter. I'm telling you, this will be the last time this happens if they can't figure out how to win games with Hundley.
We have some breaking Bucks news. They just announced that Mirza Teletovic is expected to miss 4 weeks after having knee surgery.
Told you something was up. Mm-hmm. They weren't saying what was going on, and now all of a sudden it was more serious than we thought. Now they're in a lot more trouble than they were before.
Let's go to Phil in Cedarburg. Phil, you want to see a change of quarterback?
Well, here's the thing, guys. Hundley gives you zero chance to win. Zero. I don't see what we have to lose by going with Callahan. Callahan's an unknown. We know Hundley gives us zero chance. He's not going to get better. He is what he is. He's not an NFL quarterback. In fact, what I would do, and I'm not joking here, I would cut Hundley, make Callahan my starter, and pick somebody else up as Callahan's backup.
Are you kidding?
I mean, pick up Matt Flynn. He's probably, you know, on the street doing something.
Phil, are you kidding me?
Yeah, what's he doing? He was the perfect backup. Why did we
not do anything?
You would cut Hundley?
I would. Why do we have him on our team? What is the point of having Hundley
on
our team?
So you've seen enough of him to know that's it.
I mean, what is the point of having him on the team? Just so we might get a 6-round draft choice at the end of the year for the guy?
No, to see if he can develop.
That seems like a pipe dream at this point. I've seen really? 4.5 games of a guy who has no clue what he's doing back there. I mean, just completely. I mean, you see a beautiful pocket. He doesn't step up into it. I mean, you see guys open. He doesn't throw to them. You know, did you read the quote after the game?
Silverstein's article. Another one where Tom Silverstein said that's all you need to know where his head's at right now.
Quote?
It was something along the lines of he was asked about, you know, finding the open receiver or whatever else, and he said pretty much it's just a blur of colors when you're back there.
Have you ever heard a quarterback say that?
Yeah, I have. And I don't know. Just hold up, Phil. And I remember him saying that. I don't know if it was pertaining to passing, and it is about colors. You see colors as a player. I'm going to speak to you from a player. You see colors and you do react. Well, whatever comes across your face, you do see colors. and you react. And then you see bodies and you react. That is, from a player standpoint, a true statement. You can laugh all you want, but that is most certainly a true statement. You see a blur of colors.
Wait,
and you react.
You have to have an idea what's going on. You have to have an idea which
Well, yeah, so you have a basis of kind of where everything's supposed to go, but you do react off a blur of colors. That is a true statement. Laugh at it if you want, but if you ever played the game, that is a true statement. Thank you for your phone call.
All right, I'm going to jump in here since we've got this sell the farm mentality, you know? Like, let's just, if all is lost, like, let's just really shake things up. You know, in the NFL, it seems like you don't want your quarterback to be too mobile because you fear this, you know, this unsurmountable fear of having him get injured, right? But, I mean, Hundley came out of UCLA where he broke a bunch of records for, you know, rushing touchdowns. The guy's a dual threat. Like, that's what he's known for. That's his shtick, right? Like, that's what he knows how to do. He's a mobile guy, and he's not comfortable in the pocket. He doesn't have a lot of confidence there. Now, I know this is a huge shakeup in what the Packers are known for in this pass-happy offense, but, you know, we talk about letting him loose a little bit. Do we let this guy run? Do we let it happen? I mean, not everybody can be a Michael Vick and a Cam Newton in the NFL, but if all is truly lost at this point in the season, and that's what he's good at, Do we let him show off his wheels a little bit more?
Well, he needs to, but he's got to get comfortable in doing that. I mean, you know, players are weird. I mean, yes, but they got to coach that up. I went back and watched that film today, and I thought about that today. He just got to get comfortable with where he is and be more of that. Kind of take, and Rummy's right in some ways, just take what's there. And I think he's trying to do a little bit too much. Do you guys remember the comment when Rodgers said he was spooked?
Yes.
Seeing ghosts or whatever.
He said he was seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. And we ripped him.
Right. And he was spooked by something or
right.
Blah, 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 blah. We didn't know what it was.
Right.
Whether the guy came across his face or just something just got him weird. That happens too. And yeah, we did rip him.
Because it's funny.
Because they were playing, well, he wasn't
he
playing,
was playing
very
horrible
well in
that
first half of the
time.
Year.
And we were wondering, and guys get weird like that. They just do. I think he threw an interception, I believe, on that particular play.
Yeah.
Was that in Carolina? I think that was in Carolina.
Don't recall exactly
I think
the game.
It was Carolina, and he was not having a good stretch at that particular point. He was said he was, I got spooked by something. And guys get like that. They get weird.
And that was when
it happened.
You saying that Hundley is just perpetually spooked?
Well, right now, Hundley just doesn't know his place. He hasn't figured it out.
And that was when Rodgers was taking a lot of sacks.
Remember
for
that?
A few weeks in a row.
He's looking all over the place.
And I think that was his way of saying, hey, man, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life, and I'm trying to find somebody to throw a football to. And it gets scary sometimes. It gets scary sometimes.
It does.
But that's when you take what they
give you.
And you could take what they're trying to give you over at Sight and Sound Solutions. Look, you just got to listen to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Man, he's giving.
I wish I'd get some lead-ins like that.
No, he just said, your good friends, Gary. Who are they? Talk about them. You know, and that is
I'm up for 5 days, man.
Spooked.
I'm already checking.
He's spooked. I'm sorry. He's spooked. Go ahead.
Hey, Sight and Sound Solutions. This is where you're going to get rid of that old, ancient cable that you probably still have in your house. You shouldn't at this point. So many people have made the switch to Sight and Sound Solutions over the last several years because of this radio show and this radio station, and you should be next. Now, let me tell you what you get in this deal. You get the Choice Package on DirecTV that includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. You get high-speed internet and a home phone from AT&T for $99.99 for your first year of this deal. You get free four-room Genie system, free standard installation, free movie packs for 3 months, NFL Sunday ticket for the rest of the year at no extra charge. Now, they have a Black Friday sale going on as well right now here on Tuesday. Black Friday sale going on. You get, if you get this package today, this is what you get. You get a free $200 Visa gift card. You get a free Blu-ray player and a free HD TV. All three of those for free if you could sign up today with Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions with this package. Call Al today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket News. I'm Megley. You've seen the prevailing rate of $281.94 per season. Unless against the price start of the season, requires you to select the offer. Taxes and restrictions apply. Call dealer for details.
Christina, can you pick a number between 1 and 4 for me, please?
Okay, 2.
2. Okay, that means if he wants to, Tim in Waukesha, you want to play against the Wendy's Big Show and the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football?
Sure.
All right, man. Hang on. And we'll continue to take your calls on whether or not you want to change at quarterback, Packers fans. 799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM. The Fan. We'll talk with Bob McGinn at 3:48. More from you right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. It is indeed time for the Big Show Knows Fantasy, and we'll get back to your calls on whether or not you want change at quarterback in just a moment. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're also going to talk with Bob McGinn at 3:48 from BobMcGinnFootball.com, and David Bakhtiari will make his weekly visit coming up at 4:35. But this is how the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football works. We each make our picks to click for that week in fantasy football, then points are awarded to those players on a standard PPR basis. And first place finisher for the week gets 10 points in the season standing, second place 8, third place 6, so on and so forth down the line. What are you laughing at over there?
Not only do they play the Steelers, that's Sunday night too on top of it all?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Speaking of, no Monday nighters, please. So that
no
means
Texans and Ravens.
No Texans,
but
no Ravens.
We get to pick Thanksgiving games.
Yes, we do. We can pick Thanksgiving games.
So that's good.
That is good. So let's go ahead and go around the horn with our picks. Season standings real quick. Gary's in last place with 58 points. Leroy in fourth place with 62. Sparky with 66 in third place. Our listeners in second place with 70. And I sit in first place, as I have all year, with 74 points on the season. Our listeners will get the Gary will get the first pick this week. GE, who would you like?
You know, I feel like the Packers are playing without Aaron Rodgers, and that's why I'm doing so bad this year.
Mm-hmm. So who would you like?
Who are they playing?
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger. Or Le'Veon Bell. Which one should I take?
Or Antonio Brown.
I was just going to say Antonio Brown.
And one of them.
We got to get one.
Give me Le'Veon Bell.
All right. Le'Veon Bell goes to Gary Ellerson. Now you're going to make me cross out Ben and write down Bell. All right.
Give me Le'Veon Bell.
Second pick is the other former Packer on the show, Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler. Leroy, how you doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good, guys. I'll take Gurley.
Gurley goes to Leroy Butler. All right. Thank you very much. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Leroy.
You too, bud.
All right. Appreciate it. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Leroy was awesome today. He came and spoke at Logan School today.
Oh, nice.
At Carrollton Elementary in Oak Creek.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was very good.
Wait, you said happy Thanksgiving to Leroy. Is he not working tomorrow with us?
Who, me?
No, Leroy.
I won't be here.
Yeah, Rami's not here tomorrow.
These two guys are gone tomorrow.
Leroy, and then it's you, yeah. Tim.
And you.
Okay. And Leroy.
Leroy, right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good.
And Friday, it's Tim and Jeff Orlovsky, and I don't know if Leroy's in on Friday or not. So, but Tim and Jeff for sure.
Sweet.
All right.
So there you go.
Good to know. Programming notes.
Good programming note on the air. Sorry.
Who did he take early?
Yes, he took Todd Gurley.
And who did Gary take?
Gary took Le'Veon Bell.
I'll take Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown goes to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I get the next pick. I'm going to go with, give me Matty Ice. He seems to have had a bounce back yesterday. Buccaneers giving up a bunch of points in the passing game. I'll take Matty Ice. And I said Tim and Waukesha would play against us. Tim, who would you like, my friend?
Boy. How about Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz. Always a safe pick.
Let me put you on
hold. Let me put you on hold, baby Tosh. We'll get your phone number. Should you beat everybody on the show, we'll dig deep in the prize closet for you. Let's get in a couple more calls before Bob McGinn joins us. Phil in Philly, you want to see change at quarterback? Phil?
It depends. Well, first of all, Christine, how you doing?
Hey.
Okay, that was creepy.
It's Christine.
Slow down here.
Which one is it?
I'm talking to Christine. How you doing, Christine? It is a pleasure to meet you and hear you and hear from you. When you talk, everybody just shuts up and listens.
Can you get to your point, man?
Gary Ellerson's putting his headphones on. Gary Ellerson's putting his headphones on. Things are getting serious.
Who the hell is this? Things are getting really serious.
Oh, this Phil. Oh, Phil is emotional.
It's creepy. Phil and Philly.
No, but he's emotional.
That's all I needed to say, Miss Duso.
All right,
it's a pleasure. So now,
you have something else to talk about?
It depends on. Like, to me, I think you should stick with Huntley. However, you don't know what Joe Callahan is. You don't know. You could go by preseason and everything like that, but you don't know what the guy can be if you don't put him in. And there's a potential that he could be better, but we don't know that. We're just assuming that you know, that Mike McCarthy and all of them know what they're doing and they, you know, think Huntley is better and everything like that. But I wouldn't mind seeing the change. I think Huntley can get better, but you just don't know. You don't know what Callahan is or what anybody is if they bring in anybody. But I think they should, you know, try. You know what I think? I think McCarthy can somehow do a little bit more to help Huntley, like more read pass option, more things like what Carson Wentz, they're running a college offense. They're doing some things with him that makes it easy on him. I think they can do some more. I'm not trying to downgrade McCarthy at all. I love McCarthy. I think he's doing an outstanding job, even right now. But I think he can tweak some things and make things better for Huntley.
Okay.
So,
all right, Phil. Have a good Thanksgiving, buddy. See you later. Me and Rami aren't going to be here tomorrow. The Raiders just
fired. Do we have to explain that now every time we wish somebody a happy Thanksgiving the rest of the afternoon?
The Raiders just fired their defensive coordinator, Ken Norton. Former linebacker in the NFL. So now I'm waiting for the Packer fans to start calling in. Well, they fired Ken Norton. Why can't we fire Dom Capers? That'll be coming next. Just stay tuned for that. What more can McCarthy do for Brett Hundley, Gary? He said he wants him to be more friendly towards Hundley and what he can do. He referenced Carson Wentz running essentially a college offense with Doug Peterson to make it easier for Carson Wentz. What can McCarthy do to make the game easier for Brett Hundley?
So you go back and you look at this film from this last game. And you try to build on those mistakes that he made in this last game. And so we wanted him to have this array of things and to be control of the offense. At least I did. And we saw that. So now, Steve, what you have to do is try to go back and maybe dial it back and may not give him too much of a big piece of the pie. And so you want to try to dial him back, but you still want him to have the opportunities to be creative and make some plays when he have to make. So I would say you need to be somewhere between the very first game plan you had and the very last game plan you had. You need to be somewhere in the middle. Because the very first game plan we had, he didn't do anything.
Very conservative.
Very conservative. This last game plan, dude, they damn near went no huddle almost the whole game, and he was calling everything. So you need to be somewhere in the middle with that. And the problem that they have, Steven, always going to have here is the running back situation. Because you can't line up and run Jamal Williams 30 times a game. And nowadays you can't. I mean, Le'Veon Bell is probably the only guy that can do it in the league today. But there's not a lot of guys that you can do that. And I don't think Jamal Williams can do it. And once you do that, you run him out, then you don't have any more running backs left. So the game plan has to be somewhere in the middle.
Well, they're going to have to give the ball to Devontae Mays then.
I think he's scared to give the ball to Devontae Mays.
If I was Devontae Mays, I'd be terrified of McCarthy. He just straight up said, "I've lost confidence in him." Yeah. I mean, what does that do to a guy's confidence heading into any ball game?
No, it doesn't. But he has faith in Brett Hundley. See that? Seriously. If somebody was in that presser and he said that, the follow up should have been. So let me see if I got this right. He fumbled a couple times in his first game. Your quarterback just threw three interceptions and fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
You lost faith in that guy, but not your quarterback. Can you explain that to me, please?
Want to explain it to him, Rami?
Do you really think that his confidence isn't wavering in Brett Hundley at all?
I don't care. I'd still put him on the spot. You're the one that said it about your running back. Now let's see what you say about your quarterback.
But it's always been that way with the quarterback.
Yeah, but you're going to – and you can ask him. I understand what your perspective
is. I just want to hear what McCarthy would have said in response to that question.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, if you're going to throw a player under the bus
– He would have tried to convince you that he still has confidence in Brett Hundley because that's his guy right now.
Rami,
he doesn't
tell
have a choice.
Me, quickly, tell me another player that he threw under the bus after one game like that.
After one game, I can't name one, but you're talking –
I can't.
But you're
I was thinking about it. I can't name one. He's never thrown a guy under the bus like that after one game.
No.
One game.
No.
No, he has said some things about guys fumbling the ball, though, because he just hates fumbles.
Yes, he does.
He has said things about running backs fumbling the football. That's always been a constant for him. Always. And he's benched players from fumbling the football.
And it wasn't after one game, but he did call Eddie Lacy on the carpet for his weight problems at the end of the season a couple
years
ago.
That was years later. Yeah. That was, but again, that's not comparable. This dude was just dude's first game. First game, I lost faith. He lost the ball twice in his first game.
Don't be a late round pick who's already a fourth stringer and fumble the football. People will lose faith in you very quickly.
But Brett Hundley can play like crap and it's okay.
Because he's your second string quarterback who you have no choice but to have faith in at
this
point.
Fifth round, who you had 3 years to mold and who still looks horrible.
Right. And who I'm sure Mike McCarthy's confidence in is wavering. But you don't go out to the podium and say that when he's a guy you're going to put under center next week.
Right. So, okay.
This is a media exercise more than it is a coaching exercise.
Absolutely right.
Right.
So that's why I want to ask him the question, because to be with all due respect, he's not you. So I would like to hear what he has to say on it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I just want you to explain the difference. Is the difference that this guy's been inactive all year and you just don't really care about him versus this guy that you've preached, that you've dedicated 3 years to and you coached up and you have all the faith in? Is that really the only difference in these two scenarios, Coach, at the end of the day? Because that's all it can be. There can be no other difference between these two scenarios. You didn't put 3 years into Devontae Mays at running back and went up to the podium and pound on the podium saying he's going to be a star running back in this league, or I have all the faith in Devontae Mays. You didn't do any of that. But you went out of your way when you didn't have to do that for Brett Hundley. And now you got egg on your face and you don't like it.
Let's ask Bob McGinn about this. A legendary Packers writer, Bob McGinn, football.com.
Bob McGinn said they could win a lot of football games with Brett Hundley.
I think that train has left the station.
Well, let's see what he says now.
Bob McGinn joins the Wendy's Big Show next. It's the Wendy's Big Show. It's a Kim and the Boy Judgment Day. It's a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday. It's also a Tribute Tuesday, paying tribute to guitarist and co-founder of AC/DC, Malcolm Young, passed away at the age of 64. Change with David Bakhtiari. He'll be joining us at about 5:15. Gary Ellerson, mark that down in your program. As the Packers...
Bakhtiari's 5:15
now? 5:15 now.
All right.
Because they practice today rather than on Thanksgiving.
Oh, see there?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll have the day off.
Speaking of Thanksgiving,
yes.
Gary Ellerson just said he's making a 50-ounce porterhouse.
Yeah, 50-ounce porterhouse.
He's going to make a turkey on the rotisserie.
That's right.
And then put a 50-ounce porterhouse on the grill.
Party at Gary's.
Robert specialty meat.
Well done, sir. It's the only way to go. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is a legendary Packers writer. You can now find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com. It's a pleasure to welcome in Bob McGinn. Bob, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's me, Gary Ellerson, who you know, and Christina Tuso of CBS 58 sitting in on the show this afternoon, Bob. Are you surprised that we still haven't seen a game plan for four quarters that really suits Brett Hundley?
Well, I don't know.
Or is there not a game plan that suits Brett Hundley?
Well, not really. I mean, they're doing what they can for the guy. He had a horrible game, and he had been making progress, and he was just awful. But I don't know what you can do with a game plan. Yeah, they should have run the ball a little bit more, but I don't know. He's got to shoulder a lot of the responsibility himself, and I'm sure he does.
So everybody's looking for answers here, Bob, and that's where we're going right here. Is it really a lack of talent around Hundley, and it was really all Aaron Rodgers? Is that what we're coming to find out? Does it lay at the feet of Ted Thompson?
Well, teams win under these circumstances, Gary.
Yeah, I know you talked about that.
They do win, and there's countless examples over the years of coaching staffs pulling tremendous effort out of what you and I might think are not great talent on talented roster. So they're 1-4 since this injury occurred, and that's not pulling together. That's just kind of falling apart.
But not just
talent. I mean, Gary, you played in this league. 53 guys, 46 active. You put them together in a unified force. You can do amazing things.
So then what
could answer that? It's hard for me. I'm not part of that environment, and I don't know what the dynamics are inside that locker room.
Bob, we have kind of a situation brewing. Well, it seems like a perpetual situation in the Packers' backfield. We saw Jamal Williams really come through this week and, ironically enough, come up with the second most receptions behind Devontae Adams there. But, we look at a guy like Devontae Mays, who who coughed up the ball a couple of times. McCarthy says, "I've lost complete confidence in this guy. Is he done? Are we ever going to see him in the mix again?"
Gosh, I mean, he's just one injury away from playing. I liked Mays this summer, and I was thinking he'd be the best of the three, and now he's had a, a horrific debut here. But he's going to play. He's got to play. And he has some burst and some pizzazz to him, and he's 230. He's even 15 pounds heavier than Jamal Williams. He's got to play, and they've got to sort this out, and he's got to start coming through. Yeah, you can't banish him with all these other injuries.
They've now were probably forced to go with Jason Spriggs. What do you think? How does Jason Spriggs look to you coming out of college compared to where he is now? I mean, I thought he was really good at Indiana. He is struggling mightily here in the NFL.
You know, there were some scouts I spoke to that agreed with you, Gary, and there were others who I'll never forget this one guy who just went off on a rant, like about a three-minute rant when we were discussing Spriggs. I couldn't change the conversation about lack of toughness, and he kept saying, "I don't want to talk about Spriggs," but then he would just keep going back to this guy. And that's kind of what you see now, what I see. 22 snaps, Sonny Gary, he gave up 5.5 pressures. I mean, Ulrich John played 32 snaps against a better front in Minnesota, and he gave up 4 pressures. Spriggs just doesn't show competitiveness to me or toughness or balance. I know he looks great at a combine and a workout, but, you know, he's not very – he's just not strong. He doesn't have that offensive lineman's profile, that grit that you just are associated with offensive linemen, you know?
Can we talk a little bit about the other side of the ball? Can we do that for just a second?
Go ahead.
You know, we got Clay Matthews potentially out for a little while. Kenny Clark had an injury. Look at the defense. Now, I know what I think about guys like Blake Martinez. I love the way that guy works. I mean, he's one of my favorite, most exciting players to watch for the Packers this year. We talk about Blake Martinez. Fackrell had a pretty good game against the Ravens. Vince Beagle, is that guys like that enough to kind of fill the void there that they could be looking at on defense?
Well, we just got to find out, you know, how long Matthews is out, and the Clark injury is going to be prolonged. That's a huge problem. You know, the defense has been pretty intact for, well, here and there at cornerback, but there haven't been any season-ending injuries on defense. And now with this Matthews and this Clark thing, I mean, those are two of their five best players on defense, and that's a problem. And these young guys like Beagle, and we've got to start seeing Montrevious Adams, and he's got to come through as an interior pass rusher.
I agree. Bob, give me your scouting on Callahan. Do you got any notes on Callahan over there versus Huntley?
Well, not coming out, Gary. I had never heard of the player, you know.
Okay.
I go pretty deep. I mean,
yes,
I'm sorry. Wesley College, you know, he's only 6'1", and he ran around 4'9". So right off the bat, you know, you don't like that because he's short and he's slow of foot. We saw him in those exhibition games make plays, make things out of nothing, you know, playing late in exhibition games against guys who are no longer in the league. So what he has, he has Mike McCarthy who believes in him, and I assume Alex Van Pelt does too. That's why they've kept him around. You know, it was a good sign that New Orleans took a look at him last year right away. So I don't know. I mean, I don't see it. But McCarthy does, and he's the quarterback expert, and so he's got him on his corner, and he'll get his shot sooner. Well, I don't know, sooner than later, but he'll play this year at some point.
Would you ever pull the plug on Huntley to go with Callahan?
No, I think Huntley's just so much more talented than Callahan, Gary. In size,
is he really?
Speed. Yeah.
That's Bob McGinn.
So that's not real quick.
Go ahead, yeah.
Because we're having this debate, and we've been having this debate all day on our show. Because fans absolutely lost their mind. So you would never pull the plug on Huntley to go to Callahan because?
I don't see you have any chance with Callahan, Gare. Like, none. I'm not saying you got a great chance with Huntley, but he has feet and speed and a good brain, and he's dedicated and he's tough. He's got some qualities. Now, he's just not there yet, obviously, but he has some qualities, whereas Callahan doesn't have hardly any of that.
That is Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com. It's where you find his work, and every Tuesday at about 3:48 right here on the Wendy's Big Show.
We're late already. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's our last day today, Robbie. You and I are off the rest of the week.
Sure. Vacation brain.
Just relax. I want to get your quick thoughts on this, Bob. How would you say Ted has done, besides Aaron Rodgers, how would you say Ted's done evaluating quarterbacks in the draft through his tenure as general manager?
Oh, I can't.
I mean, Brom, that one comes to mind right off the bat.
That was a wonderful pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, really, if you sit back and look at it, he hasn't done well with that position. He really hasn't. I mean, he hit the most important one, obviously. But after that, unlike Wolf, who was able to, you know, draft quarterbacks and trade quarterbacks for picks and get something for these guys, that has not been a strong suit of this Ted Thompson regime.
He made a great pick with Matt Flynn the year he missed on Brom.
Yep. And that was at the end of the draft.
Yep, seventh round. It's a great pick, and face it, Flynn got him to the playoffs one year, and he's a really good backup and a really good player for a seventh rounder. He hasn't taken many quarterbacks. B.J. Coleman, now Hunley. The jury's out on Hunley, guys, you know? I mean, the jury's just out on the guy. I know he's had one terrible game, but he was darn good in Chicago, and he was okay before that. So let's just see. He's going into a hornet's nest Sunday night. That's going to be brutal. And then there's a couple games after that they could win. So we'll see.
Just don't lose to Cleveland, Bob. Just don't lose to Cleveland. That's all I'm going to say. Don't lose to Cleveland. You saw what they did to Devine's mailbox. I'm just telling you, don't lose to Cleveland.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be – we don't want to discuss that right
now.
No. Let's not even talk about the possibility.
No.
Again, BobMcGinnFootball.com is where you find his work, and every Tuesday here on The Big Show. Bob, always appreciate it. We'll talk next week, sir.
Thanks a lot, guys. See you later.
Bob McGinn joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit GreatMidwestBank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking. And that new home might be a fixer-upper, GE. Who do you call
it? Yeah, it is. And if you're going to fix up your home, Rum Dog, thank you. That was priceless what you just did to me. And it is.
Every once in a while.
Oh, no, you. Man, Jesus. My good friends over at J&J Contractors. Windows, doors. We talked about that. Siding, roofing. You know, if you want to remodel your house on the inside. I get speechless sometimes when I talk about my good friends at J&J Contractors.
Sounds like it.
I do. Because I've seen the job that they have been able to do. If you're looking for a outdoor oasis, man cave, new bathroom. I mean, you can do probably a new bathroom with those bidets in them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call them?
A bidet, I believe is the
bidet.
Bidet.
Yeah. No, it's a bidet.
I know. I was kidding. Thanks, dude.
You can put two bidets in your bathroom if you want to. With the seat heaters.
Ooh.
I want a seat heater.
You want a seat heater?
In the worst way.
A heated, seated bidet.
Bidets.
Bidet.
Bidets.
Or bidets. Yeah.
I bidded in our race against Rami.
Yeah. Or, Rum Dog, what about like a two shower spouts?
Oh, two shower heads?
Yeah, two shower
heads. I've seen ones where there's like shower heads. High, medium, and low.
That low one will hurt you if you put it on full blast. I've done that.
Okay.
Shots fired.
What's the best shower you've ever seen?
The best shower I've ever been in is Lodge Kohler.
That's what I figured. And mine was the Delafield Hotel.
Yeah. They've got that one what Rummy's talking about where it's, you got to make sure you got that thing pointed up.
Hitting you from every angle.
That low one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But Stevie, and I'm sure they could, my good friends at J&J Contractors.
Point it up.
You can dial in your temperature.
By degree.
Oh, if you want it at 70, poop, down to 70.
Perfect.
80, poop, 60, poop, whatever you want.
Does it make the noises
too?
Yeah.
I would love if the noise sounded just like that. Mm-hmm. It was Gary's voice making sound effects.
My good friends already, J&J Contractors can do just about anything that you want done. Guys, no job is too small as they can do it all. Call my good friends over at J&J Contractors.
Christina, thank you for sitting in on the show this afternoon. Hey, we
Christina,
appreciate
you going?
It.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You going?
Well, got to make an airport run. Duty calls.
Can folks follow you on Twitter if they want to?
Yes, at Christina Tuso. Give me a follow.
Are you going to cover Colin Kaepernick coming into Green Bay for a workout?
Say that one more time.
Oh, just saying.
That is Christina Tuso. Check her out on CBS 58 and on Twitter at Christina Tuso. Thank you very much, Christina. And we'll hit a quick break. And on the other side, do you really want to talk Badgers? I mean, really, do you really want to talk Badgers? Because it doesn't seem like you want to talk Badgers. It's the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.